Procrastination. What is it? Is it really harmful? Or is it something we just need to get comfortable with? I've got 7 warning signs of procrastination for you. And then I've got somewhere between 4 and 10 ideas, top tips, if you like, to get over procrastination. And then finally, I've got an insight I want to share with you that really transformed the way I thought about procrastination and made life so much easier. Stick around until the end for that one. So what are the 7 warning signs then? Well, the first one is you feel incredibly lethargic. You just can't get out of your own way. You can't summon up the energy from anywhere. If you're feeling lethargic, just immediately think, what am I avoiding? But we're not at solution point yet. The second warning sign is you're starting to feel overwhelmed. There's too much to do. You don't know how to prioritize. You're not sure what to do next, let alone what are you going to do next week. Overwhelm shows up in physical ways as well. Sweaty hands maybe, or palpitations, or a foggy mind. Which leads us to the third warning sign of procrastination, which is you're just unfocused. You have poor concentration and you just can't seem to get stuck into something for any length of time that's going to be meaningful. You're so easily distracted. The fourth sign is that you're easily bored. Nothing seems to satisfy you. Nothing seems exciting. In fact, even if your favorite film comes on or your favorite track, you just can't get into it. This is the one actually that is usually the biggest trigger for people to recognize that they're procrastinating, because it's set in at a level that makes you feel dissatisfied with everything. The fifth sign that you're procrastinating is a fear of failure. It's anxiety. Now, I've talked on this channel a lot about anxiety. Anxiety is nothing more than fearing the future, which of course hasn't happened yet. So it's not a fear of anything that's a reality. Nevertheless, it can stop you taking those first steps. The sixth sign that you're procrastinating is when you are constantly making excuses. You're justifying why you haven't done something. Now, if you've ever heard somebody justify themselves, it's only themselves that they're trying to convince. So listen out for when you're making excuses. And the seventh and final sign that you're procrastinating is that you just doubt yourself. You don't back yourself when somebody asks you if you can do something. If somebody asks you to make a decision, you can't move forward because you just don't think it's possible. You don't think you're capable. Decisions become really hard when you're procrastinating, or when procrastination becomes your default way of approaching life. Now, none of these warning signs make us feel great, do they? But it doesn't mean that they can't get a vice-like grip on our lives. But there's great news. We can fix procrastination. We can work on it today. I'm going to share with you a bunch of ideas that you can go away and implement. And I want you to get in touch to tell me which one of these works for you. So the first one is, get a goal. One of my favorite quotes is, if you ain't got a goal, your goal is to get a goal. People have been talking about goals for years, decades, if not centuries, and the reason is they work. Why do they work? Because they motivate us. Motivation is that stirring from within, the intangible thing that gets us to do things. Once you've got a goal, you can then start to make decisions. Decisions then become, is this going to help me achieve my goal? Is it going to contribute to my goal, or is it not contributing at all? And guess what we do with those? We don't do them. These two, we do them. We get on with it because it's going to help us achieve our goals. The second way we can overcome procrastination is our approach to decision making. The first thing you have to realize about decisions is no decision is still a decision. It's basically a decision to stay exactly where you are and potentially start to feel the impact of moving backwards in life. So a simple decision-making process is first come, first served. Or as my mentor used to say, make a decision and then make the decision right. Any decision you make is going to move you forward. Whether it's the perfect decision is yet to be discovered, but making a decision moves you forward. So whichever option came at you first, just go for that. Which brings us to the third strategy, trust your intuition. Intuition is tuition from within. It's your subconscious telling you this is going to be okay. And then finally, I've got a bunch of things which I've just put under the title of fun. Have more fun. Be creative. Chunk things up because you don't know where to start. Just start anywhere. Grab a great mate. I call them a buddy in this process, and ask them to keep you honest. Ask them to check in with you and ask how you're doing. But most of all, be kind to yourself. Everyone, and I mean everyone, procrastinates at some stage in their lives. So don't beat yourself up. Just enjoy the process. Restart. If you haven't had a great couple of weeks, start again today. Put a big smile on your face and get out there and do it. So here's that little nugget, an insight that really helped me with procrastination. And that's when I realized that sometimes I'm not procrastinating, I'm cogitating. I'm thinking about it. I am leaving it to my subconscious to help me make a decision. And that means I won't always immediately respond. I won't always react. But it's not because I'm avoiding making a decision. It's because I'm drawing on all the resources I have to make a reasonable decision. Okay, there you go. 7 warning signs, a bunch of ideas to fix them. Go out there and have a fantastic week. And I'll see you back here next time.